And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. And you know, Mickey, that time flies when you and I find ourselves back here at your favorite watering hole in downtown Toronto in the month of March. It can only mean one thing: time for the massive Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada convention. It also means we're 1 year older.
It does, and it's good to be back. I get my weekly dose of winter here in Toronto. From the desert to Toronto, get a week's worth of winter. I'm probably ready to go home, but this particular watering hole would constitute my neighborhood bar in Toronto, so it's always good to get back in downtown Toronto in the heart of the financial district.
Indeed. It's great to have you back, Mickey. You just returned from the PDAC convention. What were your thoughts?
Lots of people. Last year, I think there was 28,000, probably more than that this year, but it is packed. It is boisterous. It is robust. There's always a buzz going on at PDAC. Companies are trying to present their best sides, and then you got analysts like me trying to pick them apart.
So I was going to say, perhaps a bit of a buzz over yourself. You were down there at the convention the other day, speaking to a crowd. What was your message? What was the topic?
The topic was called Juniors and Metals and Projects, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And it's my take, much geared to what we talk about on this show, which commodities and deposit types should juniors be involved in as exploration projects, and with the key criteria for evaluating those.
Right. Well, just judging by the overall trend in the market right now, at least year to date in the Venture Exchange, it would seem to me that more people are judging there's more good than bad or ugly out there. We're up, what, 12-13% year to date at the time of this recording? That's coming off a loss last year of, what, 30% plus? So we've got a recovery underway so far in the junior mining speculative space. Do you think it's going to hold?
Well, it's kind of up in the air, I would think. Generally what happens year after year, post-PDAC or during PDAC, you will see stocks come off. And I've attributed to that, especially last year, with the idea that the pros are front-running the sell and may go away adage. And that happened last year, I think, because there was a lot of money. There was a lot of money raised in Q4 of 2010 and the first quarter of 2011. So we had a lot of free paper coming out, mainly held by professional investors. So that probably affected the market. But we had a bunch of things going on, but you know, last year the market was up, hit its highest point. The Toronto Venture Exchange hit its highest point the day before PDAC, and it was basically all downhill from there for the rest of the year.
You get the feeling, though, that I mean, there's still a lot of issues and unresolved problems out there that could send this market into a real tailspin at the drop of a hat. But at the same time, do you get the feeling that perhaps investor nerves have settled down a little bit?
Well, I think you're referring to probably what I've called lately my mantra: embrace volatility. And we have seen less volatility, and I think people have become numbed by the euro crisis and the idea that this thing has no real short-term resolution. It's going to hang over the market for a long time. The banksters will do what they can do, and they seem to be doing a pretty good job of kind of covering this up. But from that point of view, it makes investors a little less reticent and a little less fearful when we don't have this extreme volatility like we did in Q4 of 2011.
You mentioned that perhaps people are becoming numb to the mess in Europe. Are you becoming numb to the mess in Europe? And on a day-to-day basis, what are the sorts of news stories that you watch for that can really grab your attention?
Well, I'm pretty much numb to the to emotion in the market, and I do that for a reason, because I have disciplined myself, or still try to trade without emotion, and I think that's the bane of most retail investors. Is they go from periods of euphoria to depression to panic to fear to greed and fear of missing the next big thing. So to be a successful investor, I adhere to the platform that you must trade without emotion. So yeah, I'm numb to this sort of stuff. I look at it, but I don't let it affect me any more than as a simple observant and try to think where the market may go next.
Okay, and overall volatility, you mentioned this earlier, Mickey, has settled down quite substantially. You look at how the venture exchange has traded year to date, and it's a fairly steady rise. In terms of the overall market, but how do you make volatility your friend? Because we alluded to this, the market could turn on a dime and all of a sudden everybody's panicking and trying to get out. But how do you make volatility your friend? How do you treat the ups and downs of the market?
Well, you look at the ups and downs of the market as multiple entry and exit points. So you try to put in stink bids and buy stocks when they're down and that represents entry points, and then you set target prices and sell on the uptick or sell portions of tranches. The junior resource sector started off with a bang this year. It was up 12% in January, and it's only up 2% in February, but I think that can actually be attributed to the price of gold. We had gold on quite a run the first month of the year, and then it was down $12 in the month of February. So we all know that the junior resource sector goes as the gold price goes. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but it wouldn't surprise me if we have a little dip post-PDAC here.
Okay, wrapping up, Mickey, do people get into trouble when they don't set a game plan, when they buy a junior resource stock and go into it saying if it moves to a certain level up or down, I'll get out or buy more? Is that when they get into trouble, when they don't have a plan?
I think it's necessary to know why you get into a stock, the reasons you buy, and have a good idea of the price you want to get in at, and then set target prices. And my philosophy of the Power 2 demands that you sell half when it doubles. We all know that any given junior is going to double in from its high to its low in any running 52-week period. So set a target price and take money off the table when prices are high. I think that's absolutely essential to be successful in junior resource sector.
Okay, good advice. Let's wrap it up on that note. Next time out, Mickey, you want to focus on cobalt.
That we do, and we've started this thing where we're going to go through the ferrous metals, and cobalt's the next one in line.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Mickey. We'll talk to you in a few days. That is Mickey Fulp. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.